Good day and welcome to the module TXN Tour to Sea. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with a brief overview of the module and of what will be expected of you. We would also like to use this opportunity to invite you to contact us if you experience any problems regarding the study contents. The module consists of two parts. The first part deals with the administration of deceased estates. In this section, you will learn how to administer and report on the estate of a deceased person. You will also learn how to calculate the estate duty, donations tax, and capital gains tax liabilities of individuals. The second part deals with the administration of insolvent estates. In this section, you will learn how to wind up the estates of both individuals and businesses in the case of insolvency. We would like to emphasize the fact that because the administration of estates is governed by legislation, you will need a thorough knowledge of this legislation in order to apply the rules to practical situations. Obtaining sufficient knowledge can be time-consuming, and we therefore urge you to allow enough time to master this module. There are four assignments for this semester. Assignment 1 is compulsory and must be completed and submitted on time for you to obtain exam admission. Both assignments 1 and 2 are multiple choice assignments, and each contribute 50% to your year mark. Assignment 3 and 4 are self-assessment assignments. Please read section 7.1 of Tutorial Letter 101 carefully for all the necessary information on the assignments. The assignments and feedback on these constitute an important part of your learning. However, doing only the assignments will not be sufficient. If you want to pass the exam, you will need a thorough knowledge of all the study material. Also, please take note that there will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. In the exam, we will expect you to calculate the different taxes, indicate how an estate will be distributed, and draw up the accounts for submission to the master. You can therefore expect questions like those in Section B of your study guides, as well as Assignments 3 and 4. We would like to wish you the best of luck and hope that your studies will be successful.